Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. Have you ever heard of a radio show entitled The Easy Aces? Well, if not, I think you will remember it if you listen to this track of Easy Aces written by Goodman Ace, starring himself as a stressed-out realtor and the exasperated but loving husband of the deceptively scatterbrained, malaprop-prone Jane Ace. You know, things like, you've got to take the bitter with the better, time wounds all heels. The Easy Aces program became a long-running 15-minute serial comedy from 1930 to 1945 and a low-key legend of old-time radio for its literate, bland, conversational style and the malaprops of the female half of the team, the real-life spouse of Goodman Ace, his wife, Jane. The show is done without an audience and is noticeably quiet. No sound effects, just dialogue. Sort of the same production style as the Vic and Sage series. In 1948, Goodman Ace created a new half-hour version of the show entitled Mr. Ace and Jane. This expanded version, perhaps because a live studio audience actually detracted from its quiet style, didn't last beyond a single season, and it fared no better on television. These delightful shows are all parts of a series, so hearing them out of context doesn't help the listeners to get to know what's going on too easily, but the announcer does a good job in setting up the episode. I've tried to help that a little bit by putting together three back-to-back episodes, one right after the other. This is from approximately 1935, and the three episodes involve Jane getting her first checking account, which in 1935 was a very big deal, by the way. It begins with the process of opening the account, and then you actually have to use the account. And finally, you may have to deal with problems that happen with the account. So here's the Easy Aces on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering. Thank you very much for listening.
Jane Ace is now going through the checking account phase of her household budget. Mr. Ace gave her $100 with which to start the account, and he wants an accurate checkbook kept on expenses. This episode takes place in two scenes. Jane at the bank, and then to Mr. Ace's office. But first to Jane, who is opening her account today at a bank. We find her being ushered into the desk of the man who starts new accounts. Listen.
Good afternoon, madam.
Good morning. Afternoon? Is it that late already?
Yes, it's a quarter after one.
My goodness, I've been in more banks today. I've wasted a whole morning.
Well, I hope we'll be able to accommodate you.
Well, I hope so. Well, I won't mince meat. Do I have to have $500 before I can start a checking account here?
No, madam.
Do you charge me if I have less than $500 in the bank?
No, madam.
At last.
Do you wish to open a checking account here?
Yes, sir.
I see. How much are you opening the account with?
$100.
I see. I'll have to ask you some routine questions, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's all right.
If you'll just sign this card here and this card...
Oh, no, now wait just a minute before I sign anything.
But this is just to get your signature, that's all.
I know, but I'm very careful about signing anything. I'd like to talk it over first.
Talk what over?
Well, different things. How's business here?
Business?
Yes, I mean in the bank.
Oh, I see. Well, if you wish a statement, I have here our last report, if you care to look it over. Here it is.
What's this?
Our last statement. You see there, our capital is $1,000,000. Surplus and undivided dividends, $1,090,400. Time deposits average, $2,025,950. Net demand?
How about blotters?
A big one?
Blotters. Do you give blotters away?
No blotters, madam. Net demand deposits average $8,125,600. Deposits in foreign branches, $1,032,550.
But no blotters.
No, madam, no blotters.
Why is that?
Why? Well, simply because we don't, that's all. We did send our customers calendars at the start of the year, but...
Oh, calendars? Well, that's nice.
Oh, that's one of them on that wall there, right back of it.
Oh, what a beautiful picture.
Yes, it does make an attractive picture.
Well, I'll take one of those.
Well, yeah, I think I can find you one somewhere. Now, if you'll just sign this card here and this card...
Well, I guess I might as well. What does this mean if I sign it?
Oh, that's merely your signature. Sign it just the way you're going to sign your check.
Oh, I see. Right here?
Yes, that's it.
There. Is that right?
I don't know. That is your name, isn't it?
Yes, Jane Ace.
Yes. And now, Miss Ace?
Mrs. Ace.
Oh, I see, Mrs. Ace. Now, if you'll just sign this one the same way.
Well, what are these for? I don't understand what I'm doing.
These are your signatures. When we get a check through, we compare the signature on your check with the one on these cards. And that way we make sure you were the one who signed the check.
Oh, I see. That's cute.
Yeah. If you'll just sign these cards.
All right. I think I'll sign this one with my glove off. Do you mind?
With your glove off?
Yes, I think I can do it a little neater. These gloves are kind of tight anyhow, and I think... There. Now, right here?
Yes, just as you sign this other one.
There. See, it is neater that way. Now you'll be able to tell if you get a check signed like this one that I had my glove off. And if it looks like that one, you'll know I had my glove on.
They're practically the same.
Oh, no. Look at the way this J comes up here with a kind of a curl. And this one here where I had my glove on is sort of slants up straight like.
Yeah, but to all intents and purposes, the two signatures are alike.
You think so? I don't, because look.
But they'll do, Mrs. A.
Well, the one with the glove is not as neat as the one without the glove.
To an expert eye, they go hand in hand.
Oh, but anybody can see. That's cute, hand in hand glove.
Well, now, if you just answer these routine questions,
I don't know if I sign my name the same every time. Maybe I better take those cards home and practice signing checks the same way.
Oh, no. These are for our files. You'll find you sign your name about the same way every time.
I do?
Yes, we all do. Every letter may not be the same every time, but there are certain characteristics that are always appearing. Now, you'll notice here, in these two signatures, the E in Jane and the E in Ace both trail off with a downward slope.
Yes, I never noticed that.
You do it subconsciously.
Oh, I'll have to be careful from now on and make them slope down like that, won't I?
As I say, you'll do that subconsciously. That's just natural. Now, if you'll...
You know what I'm afraid of? I might get nervous writing a check. I might not be able to slope the E's down like that. What happens then?
What happens?
Yes, yeah, suppose you get a check of mine and you look at my name and it doesn't look the way I wrote it on these cards.
Well, if there's too great a difference, we'll get in touch with you. But as I say, it'll come natural to you. You've been signing your name this way for a long time, Mrs. Ace.
Yes, but never on a check. I hope I don't get nervous.
What's there to get nervous about? After all, it's only a check.
Oh, but it's just like money, isn't it?
Yes, after your signature is on it.
Well, that's just it. It depends on how I sign it. I wonder if you've got some checks here I could practice on.
Practice?
Yes, I'd like to see if I sign my name the same way on every check.
Well, haven't you ever written a check before?
Oh, no, this is the first time I ever had a checking account where I wrote checks.
Oh, then this is the first bank account you ever had.
Well, I had a Christmas savings fund once, but I never wrote checks on that. And worse, my husband and I had a checking account in both of our names when we first got married.
Oh, a joint bank account.
Oh, I wouldn't say joint. It was one of the prettiest buildings on the boulevard.
No, I mean that's what we call a joint account. You could both draw checks on it.
Yes, but I never did. That's why I thought I'd like to practice on a few checks first.
Well, I think that can be managed if you think it's necessary.
What kind of a checkbook do I get?
Any kind you'd like. I suppose the small lady's checkbook is what you would need.
Yes, I'm a small lady, I guess.
Well, I have one here. Here's one. This is a book of 50 checks.
50? Is that all?
Oh, we can give you as many as you like. Of course, you know our policy is to charge 10 cents for every check you write.
Beg pardon?
Well, you see, we don't have any minimum balance requirement, nor do we charge you for deposits or anything like that. We just have a charge of 10 cents for every check.
You mean if I take this book of 50 checks, I have to pay 10 cents a check? That's 50 plus 10. Now, let me see.
Oh, no. You don't pay us for the checks until you write them. We charge you for every check that comes through.
10 cents?
Yes, it's the 10-cent check policy.
Well, that's something like we used to play poker. We had 10-cent checks. The blues were 25 and the whites...
Yes, I understand, Mrs. Ace. But this policy has been in effect at this bank for some time now.
But if I'm going to give you $100, I don't see why you charge me to write a check.
Well, it's a convenience for you, Mrs. Ace. I presume you wish to pay all your bills by check.
Yes, but then...
Well, this is for your convenience. Your canceled checks are your receipts. We sort of help you with your bookkeeping. For that convenience, we charge you the small sum of 10 cents a check. I think that's fairly reasonable, don't you?
Well, I guess so. You know, one other bank I went to wanted to charge just for taking my money. Why, I was never...
We have no such charges here, Mr. Bates. The 10 cents a check is the only charge we'll make as long as your account is with us.
And I don't have to pay for these checks? You're just going to give them to me for nothing?
Oh, absolutely. The only charge is for the checks you write.
And I get the calendar besides?
Now, if you'll just answer these questions here, I think we can get this over with. What business is your husband in?
Real estate.
Does he have a bank account?
Oh, yes. He gave me this check for
$100. Okay. Hello. How do you happen to be downtown today?
Oh, hello, dear.
What's up?
Oh, what a day. What a day.
What's the matter?
Oh, let me sit down and rest.
Sure. What's all that stuff you're carrying there?
Oh, this is from the bank.
Oh, you opened your bank account today?
Yes, and what a time I had. Did you know the banks charge you to take your money?
Sure. Oh, you mean if you have a balance under $500,
then... Yes, well, I didn't know it, and I sure told some of them a thing or two.
Jane, that's no way. You can't start arguments with banks.
Well, I did. I wasn't going to let them get away with anything like that. And putting on the ritz like some of them do when you tell them you've got $100 to start with.
Well, what banks did you go to? Why didn't you go to some little bank around the house? Why come downtown here?
Listen, dear, my $100 is just as important to me as anybody else. And I'm going to make sure it's taken care of. Some of those banks I went to, I'm glad I didn't start in some of them. The way they leave money lying around on those counters back there.
What do you mean? How do you know what they leave?
I looked around before I talked to anybody about starting my account. Some of them are very careless. I know I wouldn't want my $100 just lying around loose on a counter. Why, somebody could accidentally knock it off on the floor.
Well, Jane, they'd pick it up if they...
Oh, I don't know if some of them would, the way they act when you mention $100. I don't even know if they'd bend down to pick up $100.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to go with you to start an account for you.
Oh, I started one.
You stopped? But you say you didn't like the bank.
Oh, I found one. It took me till just now. Honestly, I've been in so many banks, I'm beginning to feel like one, but I found one. At least they don't charge you for taking my money. I never
heard. Which bank is it?
Well, here it is. I've got a checkbook and everything.
Yes, what is that everything you're carrying around?
Oh, this is a calendar. It's the most beautiful picture.
Hey, what's that got to do with a bank account?
Well, first let me show you the check. I've got a whole book of 50 of them, and it cost me 10 cents for every check I write.
Cost you 10 cents?
Yes, because he said it's for my convenience. It's like getting a receipt for my money. He explained it to me.
Yes, but 10 cents a check.
Oh, man. Well, that's not much.
Well, if you see to it that you don't write too many checks, it's
And
not...
I wish you could have seen me practicing writing checks. Here they are. Let me show you. These are just practice checks. He showed me how. Because I was afraid I might get nervous signing my name on a check. But I was pretty good. Look, how's that?
Pay to the order of Marge Hale, $1.30.
$100.
Yes. And here's one to me, $2.50.
Uh-huh. See how neatly I signed it?
Mm.
But look at this one. Here's the one I got nervous on. I do it all right up to $10, then I get nervous. See how I forgot to slow these keys?
Well, if it makes you nervous, I wouldn't write any checks for over $10.
I guess I won't be able to unless I can get over being so nervous.
Yeah, you get over. What's all this other stuff here? A calendar, you say?
Yes, they gave me this beautiful picture.
Oh, a picture.
Well, it is a calendar, but there's only 2 months left, and you can always keep it as a picture.
Yes, I guess you can. Do they give these away to the bank? To
yes,
anybody?
They didn't have any flyers, so they give away these pictures. And I guess they've got a right to.
A right to?
Sure they have. If the picture houses can have bank nights, I guess banks can have picture nights if they want to.
Oh, yes, I guess they can if they want to, Jane.
And so Jane starts out on a check-writing career, only she's too nervous to write a check for over $10. We'll learn how she makes out when next we meet the Easy Aces.
You better get wild root. Cream oil, Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin. You'd better get wild root. Cream oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all those gals away.
Well, Jane Ace finally opened her first checking account with the $100 Mr. Ace gave her. After a day of practicing writing checks, she's prepared to pay her household expenses by check. Although she claims she gets too nervous to sign her name when the check is for more than $10. This episode takes place late afternoon at the Aces bungalow, where we find Jane writing a check at her desk, with Laura the maid standing by. Listen.
Well, maybe you'd better hurry, because the man's been waiting at the back door now for almost 5 minutes.
I know, Laura, but don't rush me. I'm doing the best I can. How much did you say we owe him?
$3.15.
Yes, I got that part right. Paid to the order of Deluxe Tailor Shop, $3.15.
Yes, ma'am. I'd better take it to the back door and give it to
him. Well, just a minute, Laura. Don't grab.
But it's been 5 minutes, ma'am, since you started to write.
I know. Now, just hold your horse. I just want to make sure it's neat. All the others I gave checks today waited. The tailor can wait.
Well, shall I go tell him it'll only be a few minutes?
No, I'll be doing a jitney. I still don't know why they have the word no printed up in this right-hand corner.
Where, ma'am?
Right here. I showed you. It's on all of them. No. See it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I wonder why.
I don't know. It just says no. N-O, period, no.
Well, I declare.
Well, I'll just do like I did on all the other checks I gave out today. I just scratched out no and wrote in yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's nice.
Then I'll scratch out no and write in yes. There. Now, how's that?
That's nice, ma'am. Shall I take it back to him now?
Now, wait, I have to sign it. It's not a check without my name on it. Jane. Eight. There, see?
Yes, ma'am. Can I take it back to him now?
Yes, I guess so. Now, just a minute, I'll tear it out. Gee, I've written so many of these, I feel like I've written a book. I have almost written the whole book of them. Here you are, Laura.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take it back to the...
Oh, somebody's at the door, Laura. Never mind, I'll go. You go back and give him the check.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, one of those dishes. I never thought so much of...
How do you do, Mrs. April?
Oh, hello, Mr. Shields. Come in.
Thank you.
You're just in time, Mr. Shields.
I am?
Yes.
Just in time for what?
For a check. That's why I asked you to come over today. I want to give you a check for my butcher bill last week.
Oh, is that what it was? I was wondering why you...
Yes, I'm going to write a check from now on instead of paying you the money.
Oh, that's well. Thank you, Mrs. April.
You're welcome. The reason I had you come here is because I just started writing these checks this morning. I never wrote a check before, and I don't know if I could write one unless I was sitting here at my desk. So I thought if you didn't mind, you could come over.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Davis. I don't mind. No, indeed.
Well, sit down, Mr. Shelf. I'll write it for you now. It takes me a little time. I'm not used to writing.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Oh, here's my bill. You asked me to bring it with me.
Oh, yes. I have to know how much. Let me see it.
Yes, ma'am. $12.80.
$12.80. Now, just sit right down over there, Mr. Shelf, and I'll write the... Oh, $12.
What's the matter, Mrs. Davis? Isn't that right?
What?
Don't you think we made a mistake, you think?
Oh, no. No, it's no mistake, but it's about the $12. You see, I can't write a check for more than $10.
You can't write a check for more than $10?
No, I'm sorry, but I can't.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're financially embarrassed, Mrs. Davis, but
well, I am a little embarrassed about it, but I tried to write one today for more than $10, and I just couldn't.
You haven't got the money?
No money anymore, just checks.
But what good are checks without money, Mrs. Davis?
What good? Well, they're just the same as money. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but if you haven't got the money in the bank, Mrs. Davis, they are not the same as money.
Oh, I have got money in the bank.
You have got money in the bank?
Oh, yes.
But not more than $10.
Not more than $10? Who says so? I'll have you understand, I put $100 in the bank yesterday. I've got plenty of money left, even if I did write all these checks. How can you say
that? But, Mrs. Davis, didn't you just tell me that you can't write a check for more than $10?
Yes, and I can't.
Why not?
Because it gets me nervous.
Nervous? What gets you nervous?
It gets me nervous if I write a check for more than $10.
Well, I should so say, I should see soon. I should say it would get you nervous to write a check for more than $10 if you can.
Well, that's the way I get.
Then will you have more than $10?
Oh, I've got more than $10.
In the bank?
Of course I have. Look.
But then why can't you write me a check for $12.80?
I told you, Mr. Schultz, it gets me nervous. I try it, and it makes me very nervous to write a check for more than $10.
Do leave us. Look, Mrs. Aces, please.
And stop calling me Mrs. Aces. It's Ace.
Yes, look.
You talk like you got squirrelsy. You ought to know my name after all this time I've been buying.
Mrs. Aces, please. You are making me very nervous.
I am? Well, now you got it. That's the way I get when I have to write a check for more than $10. It's just a nervous affection, and I can't help it. I get nervous because I remember how much money it is, and I can't write it.
Excuse me, please. Could you write a check for $1?
For $1? Oh, sure. I've written a lot of checks today for
$1. And could you write a check for $5?
Yes, I wrote checks for $5,
and
I wrote...
On 6 and 7, on 8 or 9?
Yes, it's only...
On $10, Mrs. Aces, could you write a check for $10?
Yes, I can for $10, too. It's only when it gets over $10.
Good. Now we come to it. When you have to write for more than $10, you get nervous. That is it?
Yes, sir.
And my bill is $12.80. Is that right?
Yes, and I can't write a check for more than...
But you can write a check for $10.
Yes, I told you I could.
And you could also write a check for $2.80.
Yes, sir. What the hell that got to do with $12.80?
I'll take two checks.
Two?
Yes, one check for $10 and one check for $2.80, and that makes $12.80.
Oh, I see what you
That's
mean.
That's wonderful. Uh-huh. Now, if you please, Mrs. Aces, I am a very busy man, and I've left my shop with only my wife there.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll buy it for you now. Here's the way you figured it out. One for $10 and one for $2.80. It just comes out even, doesn't it? Well, just sit down, please, Mrs. Jones, and I'll write them out for
yes,
you.
Mrs. Aces.
Mrs. Aces.
Oh, man.
Yes, Nora, what is it?
The paper boy's here.
Well, tell him to leave the paper. What's the matter with it?
He has to get paid today, ma'am.
Oh, yes. This is the end of his week, isn't it? Well, he'll have to wait, Laura. Tell him to come in and wait. I'm writing some checks for Mr. Schultz.
Yes, ma'am. Boys, come in here.
Pay to the order of Schultz.
Wait in here, boys.
I'm
on
the hurry.
Well, it won't take too long. Boys! Come in here.
Pay to the order of Joel's
Wait in here, boys.
I'm in a little hurry.
Well, it won't take too long.
All I want is my 14 cents. That's all I
well,
want.
Well, you will have to wait for Mrs. A.
Laura, please, not so much noise. I can't think of what I'm writing.
Well, I was only explaining to the boy, man.
Oh, hello, boy. Sit down, please.
Mrs. Aces, if you please, I must get back to
oh,
my...
Oh, yes. Well, I'll be through in just a minute. Sit down, boy. Oh, well, this is Mr. Schultz, boy. Mr. Schultz, this is the paper boy.
Hi, Schultz.
If you please, Mrs. Aces.
I am, and don't call me Aces. Here's one check for $10.
Thank you. Now, if you will please make out my other check, I will...
Oh, I forgot. Now, wait a minute. These checks cost me 10 cents a piece.
10 cents?
Yes, the bank charged me 10 cents a check.
So what?
So I'm losing 10 cents by writing an extra check.
Well, did I ask you to write two checks?
Yes, you did.
I did. You said you got nervous writing a check for more than $10.
Yes, and you said I could write two checks.
Because you owe me $12.80.
Well, I'll make this one for $2.70.
70 cents? Don't it's 80 cents, Mrs. Abel.
It's Mrs. A.
And it's 80 cents.
But why should I pay the extra 10 cents that the bank charges me?
Is it my fault if the bank charges you 10 cents a check?
Well, no, but they do, and somebody has to pay for it.
Well, is that somebody me?
Well, who is it, Sam?
Not me.
It's your bill.
And my bill is $12.80 if you write 50 checks.
Oh, no, Mr. Schultz.
Mrs. Averill?
My name is Ace.
Hey, you kids, I'm in a hurry. I want my 14 cents.
Just a minute, little boy. Mr. Schultz is ahead of you.
Well, how long is it going to take him to get him straightened out?
I'll give you $2.70 more, Mr. Schultz.
Mrs. Averill, please.
I'll just back out this no and write in yes.
I never heard of 10 cents a check.
Well, I didn't either, but this bank charges 10 cents a check.
10 cents a check.
10 cents check. Da-da-da.
Boy, please, I'm writing a check.
Mrs. Averill, I tell you, it is $12.80.
Jane? Aces. There. I signed my name. It's too late. There's your check.
You still owe me 10 cents.
Well, I hate to get sarcastic, Mr. Schultz, but oh, yeah?
We will see about that. Good day, Mrs. Aces.
I told you my name is Ace.
Just wait, Mrs. Aces, till you come to my shop. 10 cents a check.
Oh, Schultz!
I never had so much trouble in my life since I started this check writing today. Every check I wrote, something happened.
I come to collect the evening paper. 14 cents.
Oh, yes, 14 cents. Well, I won't have any trouble writing that. What's your name, boy?
Kenneth. But looky, I got a lot more houses to collect from, and then get down and pick up my route. So if you'll just give me 14 cents, I'll...
Kenneth what, little boy?
Looky, I haven't got time to play games.
Kenneth what?
Kenneth O'Day. But,
O'Day?
But looky, please.
Why, little boy? I've got to write this check, and I don't want to make any mistakes. Bad enough to have to pay 10 cents for a 14-cent check. Oh, I forgot to cross this no out and write in yes. I wonder why they put no on all these checks.
How about my 14 cents?
I'm writing the check now. 14 and no cents.
I ain't gonna take no bum check.
Kenneth, never say bum.
I want my 14 cents. I don't want no check.
Well, this check is just the same as 14 cents.
I won't take your check.
Why not?
My business is cash. How do I know your check's any good?
Well, you've got a lot of check talk. I mean, just cheap talking like that. This check is as good as the day it was born.
It's just a piece of paper to me.
Paper?
Yeah, paper. That's all it is.
Oh, yes? Well, what do you leave here every night? Paper?
Oh, yes? Well, you can read my paper.
Well, you can read this paper, and it's money for God.
Well, we pity a certain bank teller when Jane's many checks start coming through. We'll learn about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Well, Jane Ace had a busy day yesterday writing checks on her new checking account, which she opened with the $100 Mr. Race gave her. She wrote checks for every bill she owed, and only had trouble when the check was for more than $10. Writing a check for more than that amount made her too nervous to sign her name. It's the next evening now at the Aces, and we find Jane busy at her desk with household finances. Mr. Race has his evening paper, and Marge with a book. Listen.
I'll say one thing for this bank.
What?
I'll say one thing for this bank I started the checking account with.
What's that?
They sure give me good service.
They do? How?
Well, I only started writing checks yesterday morning, and already they're sending them back to me. Now I can keep them like receipts.
They're sending them back to you.
I never heard of that before, Jane. I thought banks sent out monthly statements.
Every bank I know does. What do you mean?
Well, here are the checks. They all came back this afternoon. Now, all I have to do is to put them away neatly, and they're just like we
said. Wait a minute. Who sent the checks back?
The bank, I guess.
The bank sent them to you?
Well, no, not straight to me. They sent them to whoever I gave them to, and they brought them to me.
What goes on here?
Well, whoever I gave checks to yesterday. Here's one from the tailor shop, and here's one from the grocer, and this one's
from... Just a minute now. Let me see those checks.
I got them all neat here, and I don't want you to...
But if those checks came back...
The people who brought them back, did they say anything to you when they brought them here today? I wasn't here. I had to go and have my hair done. They gave them to Laura.
Well, did they say anything to Laura?
I don't know. I wasn't
here. Well, did Laura say they said anything?
Oh, she said something. I didn't have time to listen. Why?
Why? She asked why.
Yes, she asked why. Do you think all I've got to do is to sit around and listen to Laura tell me what the tailor said or what the grocer said?
But, Jane, evidently something's wrong with those checks or they wouldn't have come back.
Wrong with them? What's wrong with them?
That's what I'm going to find out right now.
Well, the telephone's there.
What?
The phone. I'll answer it, Jane.
Yeah, she'll answer it. Now, Jane, I'm going into this check coming back business that you got into here.
Hello?
It looks like they're coming back by the dozen. Do you mean that you gave out all those checks in one day?
Yeah.
Just a minute. I'll put her on. It's for you, Jane.
Oh, for me? Who is it?
Well, I don't know. Shall I find out?
No, I'll find out. I wonder who could be caught. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, Mr. Schultz.
Oh, that's the butcher. What does he want?
Yes, I got it all right, Mr. Schultz. My maid gave it to me, and thanks very much for sending it back to me. I want to keep it as a receipt for my... What? Make it good? What do you mean? Make what good?
Oh, now it's dark.
Well, I don't know what you mean. I did pay you for the bill. I gave you a check yesterday. Yes, two checks. One for $10 and one for... Yes, I know I got them back, and I'm saying thanks. I don't know
oh,
what...
Oh, give me that phone,
Jane. Just a minute, dear.
Give it to me.
Oh, will
you're
you
going
please?
To ruin all the credit I ever... Hello, Mr. Schultz. This is Mr. Ace. There seems to be a misunderstanding.
and I wonder if you'd give me a little while to talk this over with my wife. Yes, but after I find out what has been going on here, I'll drop in and fix everything up. Yes, Mr. Jones. Thank you, I certainly will.
Well, I warned you that letting Jane start a checking account was just about the point.
Just a minute, will you, Marge?
But I just want you to know I warned
yes.
you.
Oh, stop being one of those I'll say-sos, Marge. What I want to know is, what's going on here?
Oh, you want to know what's going on here? I suppose you don't think I do. Did you hear what that man just said?
How could I when you grab the phone away like a phone grabber?
Like
oh,
a phone grabber.
Now,
let's get down to the bottom of this, Jane. Before the rest of those vultures start calling up here, what happened?
When?
Yesterday, you say you wrote a lot of checks.
Yeah, I told you yesterday I did. You weren't upset about a thing.
The checks hadn't had time to be dribbled back here.
To be what?
They all came back. They're no good. You're spoiling your credit.
Oh, what of it?
What of it? You're spoiling your credit, and you say what of it?
Yes, what of it? I pay cash.
Yeah, cash with checks that bounce back at you. That's fine. You're fixing yourself up in great shape, and me, too.
Oh, what have you got to do with this? I'm the one.
You're the one, oh, Father.
Having the butcher call you to ask you when you're going to make the check, good. I suppose I had nothing to do with that.
You haven't. I'm the one who gave him the check. I'm the
Let
one
Let me see the check you gave him.
Well, here they are.
Hey, how many are there?
Two. Here they are. One for $10 and one for $2.70.
But why two checks, Jack?
I told you it makes me nervous to write a check for more than $10. That's why. I'm too nervous to sign my name.
Well, was the bill $12.70?
Yeah, so I gave him two checks. One for $10 and one for $2.70. These are the two.
Well, let me see. What is this you scratched out up here in this corner?
That said no up there. All the checks they gave me had the word no printed in the right-handed corner.
No, I never heard of checks with the word no printed on them.
Well, these have, so I scratched out the no and wrote in yes.
Let me see that check, Abe. I never
Wait a minute, Mark. Jane, this doesn't say no. That's N-O, period.
Well, I know what it is. I can certainly spell no.
N-O, period, happens to stand for number. You number the checks in this... Oh, quiet, will you, Marge?
Number? Are you trying to get my goat? Where is there an O in number?
There's no O in number, but the abbreviation
then
of...
Then what are you trying to tell me?
Isn't that awful?
A new thing, an O in number.
Look, Jane, let's not argue about
that. I'll say the word we won't argue about that. I'm supposed to guess that means number. N-O is number.
But, Jane, it's on every check I ever saw. They have a place for you to number the check.
Well, I never wrote checks before, and when I was filling these out, I was here alone, except Laura. And neither one of us could figure out why they had no in the corner.
Oh, Laura didn't know either.
No, she didn't, if you want to know.
So you figured it meant just no?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Well, I'm not joking around. Where was I now?
You figured it meant no. No what?
No good, I guess. You know how sometimes somebody gives you a check that's no good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't want anybody to think that these checks were no good, so I scratched out the word no and wrote in yes.
In big letters, too, I noticed.
Yes, I want everybody to see it was good.
So you started each check off with the word yes.
Well, would they send checks back for that reason?
I don't know. A new account, they might. The way she scrawled yes over every one of these And look at this. What's this signature here?
Where?
Jane Aces. Is that your name?
Aces? I write Aces?
Oh.
What on earth for? Why the plural all of a sudden?
Oh, it's that Mr. Schultz. He keeps calling me Mrs. Aces. He was over here when I wrote this check, and he was talking so much and calling me Mrs. Aces that I guess I wrote it wrong.
Just like that. Don't you realize, Jane, that all these checks coming back are ruining your credit? Now, don't you start saying you don't need credit. If you don't, I do. I'm in business. Now, you wrote all these checks. How many are there?
I wrote 36 of them. I still have 14 left.
36 checks in one day?
Why, yes, sir.
The business was rushing around here yesterday. All you did was sit here and write in your checkbook.
Yes, I did.
And wrote them wrong.
Well, it was the first time she ever made out a check, eh?
Oh, I know. She's a novice.
No, not yet, I'm not.
Not yet? What do you mean, not yet?
I haven't written this whole book of them yet.
You haven't written this whole book. So what?
Doesn't a novice write a book?
A novice write a
book?
Will you please stop interrupting me, Jane? I'm trying to straighten out your bank account for you. I'm trying to show you how important it is that whenever you give anybody a check, that check is good. And it shouldn't come back from the bank. And if you don't know it yet, it's high time you did. Why, will you let me explain something to you?
I will if you'll just not holler so loud. The grafters will fall in on it.
Oh, all right. Now, look.
Everybody you gave a check to yesterday is someone you do business with. When you do business with somebody, it's very important that that person have a high regard for your credit. Credit is a foundation of business relations, and if you don't know what credit is, it's high time you found out.
What do you mean, Jack?
Mars, let me do this, will you?
Yes, let him do it, Mars.
Oh, all right.
Now, here you deal with 36 business people, and you mess up 36 checks, scribbling yes in the corners. Why, even misspelling your own name on the signature, and heaven only knows what you did with all those other checks here.
Well, it was the first time I ever
know it, Jane, but what I'm trying to show you is that you can't make people believe that. Once you give a person a check that comes back, that person loses confidence in you. It's high time you knew that. What's this bank going to think? A bank you just started an account with. They're going to be pretty disappointed in you starting off on the wrong foot that way.
Right.
Yes, it's on the wrong foot. Look at all this trouble you're causing. Writing checks that come back. That's bad. This is a mess you got yourself into. And it's going to be very difficult to go around explaining to 36 people.
Oh, well, telephone, dear.
Yeah, that's probably another creditor. No, no, wait, Marge. Let me answer that. I'll try to explain what she did. Hello? Yes, this is... Who? I don't get... Oh, sure. Hello, George.
George, who, dear?
I didn't get your name at first. What's that? Well, I wasn't in all afternoon today. I left kind of early this morning on a deal. Say, this is a coincidence. You're calling me this way. My wife started an account in some bank yesterday, and we were just talking bank accounts, and here you call me.
Who is it, Ed?
He's a teller over at my bank. What's on your mind, George? Yeah, yes, I did. Yeah, $100. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's my mistake. I meant to give her a check on my other bank where I just opened a new account. Oh, I'm sorry, George. Oh, sure, thanks. I'm glad you did. Thanks very much. Oh, okay. Goodbye.
What is it, dear?
What?
What's the matter?
Oh, well, you know that check for $100 I gave you, Jane?
The one I put in my bank?
Yes, well, it was just an oversight on my part. I was closing out one bank account I had and gave you a check on that bank instead of my new account where... Oh, all right now, Mark.
What is this? I don't get it.
He gave you a bum check for $100. You deposited it in your bank. That's why all these checks came back.
You gave me a bad check, dear?
Oh, but Jane, it was just...
I know. It was just an overdraft on your part.
Yes, it was just an... No, not an overdraft.
Well, let me tell you, dear, if you don't know what it means to have good credit, it's high noon you did.
Not a girl.
Oh, will you stop that laughing, Mar. Jane, I'm telling you my check is good. It's just that I gave it to you on the wrong bank.
It's very hard to make people believe that, dear.
Well, I'll bet you all the tea in China that my check is good.
Oh, a tea in China now. Before it was an O in number, and now it's a T in China.
Oh,
huh?
Is it?
Well, Jane's got him there. So it was Mr. Ace's fault all the time. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.